Welcome to Becoming Limitless. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to optimize their brain and their body with biohacking. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate brain fog and upgrade your health so you can have more productivity, energy, and growth in your business. I'm your host, Tanessa Shears. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the Becoming Limitless podcast. I hope you've had a wonderful week so far. I have found a new obsession. Actually, it's not new, but it's new now that I'm back home here in Canada. So when I was in Panama, I became completely addicted to this workout on my Peloton app. So I just subscribed to the app. I don't have any of the bike or the treadmill or anything like that, but I have the app. And my sister kept telling me about these, but I never really had access to the equipment to use them. So when I went to Panama for 2 months, one of the first buildings that I stayed in had a gym. And this gym was amazing. Like, it had wall-to-wall windows on two sides. It overlooked the ocean, east, sunrise coming up in the morning. It was amazing. But anyways, they had these, I was doing these workouts called Peloton hikes. Now, they're different from walks or power walks. It's that you're basically spending most of the walk on a 10, 12, even 15% incline. And man, I love how I feel. They are just as hard as when I go for a run going up the hill, like these massive hills. It's great for the butt. I find I tone up really fast. I slim down. I love them. And so about 2 weeks ago now, I got a treadmill at my house. And this is something I have been wanting forever and ever and ever. And I finally, you know, I bit it. I got a treadmill and I'm obsessed. I have been spending, I would say, at least 5 to 6 mornings a week on my treadmill, either running or power walking or doing these hikes. And man, does it ever have the same effect as a cup of coffee, heading up these hills, these hikes, right? Like, so it is just my new favorite form of that zone 2 cardio where you keep your heart rate in like that 60 to 70% of your max range. And I'm really just loving the benefits for my mental health, my energy, my stress, my butt, all of these great things. So, I mean, gosh, if you're looking for a low impact cardio that's friendly on the joints, I highly recommend to check out the Peloton hikes. They're under the walking section if you have the app or anything like that, but I'm addicted. Like, I have been on the Peloton app and praising the amazing instructors on there. Since before I was pregnant with Hannah, and Hannah's already over 4 now. So I have been on that app for over 5 years and consistently showing up and doing 3 to 4 workouts a week on there. I love it. So if you're looking for something to kind of spice up your cardio or to, you know, give you a solid sweat, a mood booster, but it's, you know, good on the joints, it gets your heart rate up, it gets you sweating, check out those hikes. Like, I'm obsessed. Everyone I've recommended them to, for the most part, has loved them as well. So that's what's kind of going on in my world right now. I am just leaning into the newfound mini obsession I have right now with my treadmill and the hikes and still doing weights and stuff like that after, but it's providing just kind of a nice complement to my workout routine. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're talking about boundaries. And specifically, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 boundaries that I have in my business to protect my energy. And remember, energy is that currency that we have that determines how we show up, the mood we show up in, how productive we are, right? I want my energy to be as high as it can possibly be. And if I'm doing something in my business that is taking away from that energy, I want to be aware of it. So I am a huge fan of having boundaries to protect my focus and my energy, and also to prevent me from overworking, right? And not compromising my health, because I genuinely believe that as entrepreneurs, we love our businesses, and it's so easy to just be like, I'm just gonna pass on this workout because I'm gonna get just a little bit more done. I'm gonna skip my afternoon walk because I just wanna, you know, get this last thing off of my to-do list. We know what I'm talking about, the health is always the first thing to go when it comes to, you know, feeling like we're a little too busy. It's a season of a push. Our schedule gets a little more full. Our health is always the first thing to go, right? It's never our business. It's never our family obligations. It's never being a parent. It's always our health. And so the reason I love boundaries so much is it puts a safeguard into place around my health, because I genuinely believe I need a conscious boundary to make sure that I'm taking care of myself, because I'm just like you. Like, I have felt fell victim to this as well, where it's just like you find you're working out less and less, you're eating poorly, and you're not sleeping as well, and you're all wrapped up in your business, right? And you're telling yourself, yes, if I can just get this done, if I get more productive, I can reach this revenue milestone, then I will make time for all of that. But we know that's just the when-then fallacy. When, you know, this certain circumstance happened, then I will make time for, I will feel, I will have, right? So I want to share with you some of the boundaries I've put in place in my business, because I think boundaries are sexy. Like, when someone has a boundary with me, I'm like, ooh, they respect themselves. They respect their health. They respect their business. They respect like how they think about their life, and it matters to them. Like, I love a good boundary, and I'll be sharing with you some of the boundaries I actually put in place with my clients that help me really be able to turn my work brain off when I want to turn my work brain off. So one of the things I always love to ask my clients is like, what if you just didn't check your emails or your messages or your Slack before you went to bed? Because that's often where I see the biggest break of boundaries. It's just checking in one more time before going to sleep, right? And I've asked this to almost every client I've ever worked with. And in general, what's missing for most of us is boundaries, because we think it's harmless. And I'm going to talk a bit more about this. But what it's not allowing you to do is turn your brain off. If you listen to the episode that I did a couple of weeks ago on how to quiet a noisy brain before bed, you'll know that engaging in work-related activities for the most part really does rev our brain up. And most of us do need some type of transition time to be able to go from work mode to relaxation mode, right? And so years ago, I decided, like, if I want a life and a business that feels free and fun, yet I could focus when I need to, I would need to be very clear about the expectations with myself and with my business. And this includes customers, this includes clients, this includes people I'm doing collaborations with, and of course with myself. Because at the end of the day, overworking isn't that great. And there's a difference between loving your business and overworking. And if you listen to episode 100 I did on this podcast, it was called When Is Enough Enough? It really talks about this balance that we need to find as entrepreneurs. And everyone's is different. I want to be clear on that. It's not to say that working is bad and relaxing is good. I think we need to find our balance, but we need to find that point at which our work does not erode the bandwidth for a great quality life. And that's a direct quote from Rob Murgatroyd. I did that episode 100 with him, and we had this conversation around when is enough enough. And so when you define what a great life is for you, you want to make sure that by not continually saying yes to all these projects, that they start eroding this bandwidth you have for a great life, and all of a sudden you're just working all the time for the sake of working because you think it'll make you be better, feel better, do better, right? Because overworking isn't that great. I mean, I've done it. I used to be a personal trainer, and I would train clients, I'm not joking, from 1 or 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. without a break. So back to back to back to back to back all day long. And then, of course, you know, in the mornings, I would have to get up, I'd get my workout in, I'd have to do my marketing, I'd have to do my programming, I'd have to do my social media content, I did workshops. And so there was really just this like hamster wheel that I was on all the time. And being on that hamster wheel did not make me smarter. It did not make me more successful. It did not make me more valuable or worthwhile or productive, right? Just because you are putting a lot of work into the input, we really want to look at the output, right? And for me now, like, I'm making more money than I was then, and I'm working like maybe a quarter of the amount of hours that I used to. So I think it's really about understanding that it's not overworking that is the great thing, right? It's about looking at the result that you're producing. So what I'm going to be sharing with you alongside my five beliefs today are a couple things that I also want to highlight as beliefs that you may want to choose to stop believing. Because I believe that the real flex in business is being able to make six figures, work when I want, where I want, on what I want, with who I want, and feel healthy and energized and focused doing this. Like, I do not want a 7 or 8 figure business if it means that I don't get to enjoy freedom or my health or my kids, right? Like, that is a bandwidth I am not willing to cross or to let go of, right? And so when we talk about boundaries, we want to be really clear. Sometimes we think boundaries are, don't do this to me. And we think it's about the other people, right? But boundaries, what a boundary really is, and I learned this from Brooke Castillo, and she's the host of the Life Coach School podcast. I love her podcast. But she taught me how to think of boundaries in a whole new way, and it's how I've brought it into my own practice and my business. And her definition of a boundary is, if you do this, then I will do this. Most of us think boundaries are, don't talk to me like that, don't email me at this time, don't do this, don't do that. And we put the onus on other people to change in order for our boundary to be fulfilled. That doesn't work because it is not our role and responsibility to control other people. So instead, what a boundary really is, it is, if this happens in my business, if you do this, if this situation happens with a client, here is my response. Because the only thing we can control is ourselves, right? And so we're looking at, when we set boundaries in place, it is always about what we will do when a certain situation or circumstance occurs. And so we're going to go through the five boundaries that I have set for myself. And like I said, a couple of beliefs we're going to have to break. So boundary number one that I have in my business is that I do not respond to emails, to messages, to clients when I am not working. And I set very clear expectations with my clients on when I want to communicate with them and when they can communicate with me and when they can expect to hear back from me. Because here's the deal, like, nobody ever expects you to be at your desk online 24/7. But we have this kind of weird thought in our head that we like think it makes us more available, or, you know, we're more likely to get a client if we're always engaged in our phones and on our computers, right? So I set very clear communication boundaries. And one of those boundaries, for example, is at this moment when I'm recording this currently, my clients are able to get a hold of me Sunday through Thursday. And I always say I will respond within 24 to 48 hours. It's usually closer to 24 hours. That's when they can expect to hear from me. They are welcome to message me as much as they want and whenever they want and on weekends. But I have set the clear expectation of when they're going to hear back from me. So this does two things. Number one is it frees me up from worrying about if people are sitting there waiting for me to respond, thinking I'm a bad coach, thinking I don't care about them, right? And if I don't respond right away. So it frees me up from that. And it also sets clear expectations from my clients. So they know they can count on me Sunday to Thursday. They are going to hear from me in about 24 hours. And that's my goal time. They're going to hear from me. So they know that I'm not going to leave them for 4 or 5 days and they won't hear from me. So it sets expectations both ways. This is a fun story that I always like to tell. Back when I was personal training, and remember, I was doing like 40 hours a week of client work. It was crazy. And I would respond to emails and clients, and they'd message me about their programs and what is the form on this exercise and all of this kind of stuff. And I would always feel like I had to respond because I didn't want them to think that I didn't care about them, or that maybe they were going to leave me if I didn't respond right away and they wouldn't want to work with me anymore. And so there was a client that I had had for, gosh, 8-9 years, and we had become friends at this point. And I said to her, I said, Emily, what do you think when I don't respond on the weekends? And she goes, why would you respond on the weekends? And I was like, oh, this whole narrative of people expecting me to respond right away and be attached to my computer all the time, and this is why I'm checking my messages all the time, this is a whole story that's going on in my head, and it's not reflected in reality. And so I thought this was a really cool thing. And it just really let me be free. And so the belief that I want you to consider dropping, shaking, re-deciding on is that if you set boundaries with your clients or your team, when it comes to your Slack checking, your emails, your messages, when they can expect you to be online, if you believe that this makes you a bad business owner, I really want you to re-decide on that or consider why this might not be true. Is it really because you're not responding right away, or is it because you haven't set proper expectations and we're not managing those properly, right? So I love a sexy boundary. When communicated clearly to my clients, they know exactly what to expect from me and when. And I think that is a mark of true professionalism, right? There's no confusion. So boundary number two is I set work hours and I follow them. And this is something that's interesting. As entrepreneurs, we can work as much as little as we want. And it's not like a 9-to-5 job where you clock in at 9 and out of 5 and your pay stops. Like, there's really nobody saying, you know, you don't have to work this much extra. It doesn't affect your pay, right? Because, I mean, businesses are so fluid, right? There's months where you have more cash flow. There's months where you have less cash flow. And so sometimes we end up working past work boundaries, or heck, we don't even set work boundaries, right? And so for me, I set work boundaries and I follow them as if they were a traditional job. And I really like this for me. I only, like most of, up until, I would say up until the last week or two, I've only worked 4 days a week after I transitioned out of personal training. And I'm currently working on finding some type of flow that allows me to work 3 days a week. Now, this is not perfect right now. And I'm finding, oops, sometimes I'm having to get in a bit of extra work, but I'm being very conscious of the hours that I want to work. And so up until this point, you know, I had been working Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I had hours that I started and I had hours that I'd finished, right? I took lunch breaks and I went for midday walks and I had breakfast with my family. And this structure really lets me fully relax because when I have leisure time, I know that I don't have to be working. So I don't feel guilt about not working. And I know when we don't have those defined boundaries with work, I've worked with so many clients who feel intense guilt, or they feel lazy, or they feel like they're not doing enough when they're, you know, just hanging out, reading a book, watching TV, whatever it is. They have all this guilt and conversation in their head, and there's so much drama that it makes the downtime not enjoyable, and they feel exhausted all the time, and they feel just like they're in this like hamster wheel, right? But for me, if I know that that is not designated work time, heck, I can just have the time off. I can do whatever I like with it, guilt-free. And the same goes for work. Like if that is a work boundary time, I am to be working during that time so that I'm not like, oh, I miss my kids. Am I a bad mom? I'm not spending enough time with them. I never get any me time. So by delineating the difference between work life and time and hours, and then family and personal time, I find it has really helped quiet the amount of noise in my head and the chatter around, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, don't be doing this, don't be doing that, right? It really just lets me be where I am. And then honoring those, right? And where I see a funky little belief creep in is someone will finally set work boundaries and they'll set those perimeters around their day. And then they'll have this little belief that says, it actually just doesn't hurt if I check in one more time before bed. It's totally fine. I know it's outside of my work hours, but just one more check, just in case. And I gotta tell you, I have had so many clients that when they put the phone to bed earlier than they go to bed, like for me, I put my phone to bed at 7:30 and I'm usually lights out by 9:00. So that gives me an hour and a half without my phone, right? When I've had clients put their phone to bed earlier, or they actually set and uphold those boundaries with the end of their workday, they are so much less stress in their day-to-day life, and they also sleep so much better. And remember, sleep is one of those things that fosters creativity, problem solving, our social interaction skills, our ability to have level emotions without feeling overly stressed or overly like leaning into that instant gratification type of thinking, right? So I really want you to be aware if you're thinking that casually checking into your work right before bed, if it feels innocent and like it's not a big deal, because I would say 9 out of 10 times it's probably not going to be that big of a deal. However, we've all had this situation where you do this check-in and you get a message or an email and it is something that demands your response, or you can't stop thinking about it until you respond, or it was negative and it causes you to feel anxious, but you don't want to respond to it when you're anxious and you spend the rest of your night thinking about it. Now you can't sleep and it's affecting your mood. I don't want to do that to myself. I want to know that when I respond to emails and check messages, I'm in a place where I can respond to them. Like, I hate that feeling of checking messages and then making sure they're unread so that I can go back to them the next day. Like, that does not feel good for me. I don't like to have like open loop conversations going on in my head. So for this reason, I uphold my boundaries with my hours so that I don't get engaged in this, oh, I just need to respond to this, or like, ooh, I'll respond to that, mark them unread, and then my brain keeps cycling over how I want to think about it and answer it tomorrow, right? The third boundary that I have in my business is that I always leave open space on my calendar, because unexpected stuff always happens and it always comes up. And I usually leave between 1 and 2 1-hour empty blocks for overflowed work, right? Because sometimes I'll get a podcast interview last minute, or I'll get a consultation come in last minute, or one of my kids is sick, or I have to go to a doctor's appointment. And if I am scheduling my day back to back to back to back to back, call to call to call to call, and there is no white space in that calendar, no flexibility at all, inevitably that unexpected stuff does happen. It'll bump out some of the things you had planned to do for the day. And then all of a sudden you're in this case of feeling behind. And now you're tempted to work past your work hours to catch up. But I just plan for the unexpected to happen. And I actually call them sliding blocks, those two one-hour blocks that I leave in my schedule completely empty. And if nothing unexpected comes up, great. That's so fun because I can get ahead on work for tomorrow, or I can start a new project, or I can take off early. And if something does come up, it was always going to happen anyways, except now I'm not playing catch up, trying to play, what's that game? Tetris with my schedule, trying to get everything in at all these awkward times. And I'm feeling stressed out and I'm telling myself I didn't do enough, right? And this honestly is how I get mostly everything done every week. It's because I plan for unexpected things to happen, right? And a belief that I will see come up with clients is that having a full calendar means they're successful. That means they're valuable. That means they're worthy. If every minute is occupied, if they are scheduling even if it's not with meetings, but just scheduling every single moment of their day with no grace, with no space, with no time to just be a human. I talk all the time about being a human being, but packing your calendar like this is the definition of being a human doing, right? And sure, it might be true. Your full calendar might have contributed to your success. I'm not going to say it hasn't, but when you zoom out at your business, zoom out, look at your health, your family, your energy, and how you feel on a day-to-day basis. And most of the time, if your calendar is packed, one of these areas is going to take a hit, right? If your family, you're keeping up with family obligations, you're keeping up with business obligations, but your health takes a hit, or maybe you're cramming it all in, you're getting the workouts done, but you are emotionally drained from the lack of solitude, time with yourself, with your own brain, with your own thoughts, not full of input from all these other things going on in your day, from your kids, a podcast you're listening to on the drive home, all these emails you have coming at you, social content, right? Like, where is that space in your calendar for you to be a human being, for you to be free, to be create space, right? And so this, I really want you to consider if you are one of those people that are packing your schedule to every minute. It's a really interesting question to begin asking yourself, why this is happening, right? Because for me, that space I leave in there, that intentional open space, has created so much ease and flow. And ease is such a wonderful thing to have in business, right? Especially when you have your energy, your focus, you're productive. Everything is in flow. Like, this is a really good feeling to be showing up with your desk every day. And if you find that you're just like frantic and rushing all the time, this might be the boundary that you need to put into your business. I got a quick question for you. Think someone you know would benefit from this episode? Consider sharing with a friend or your community on Instagram. I love seeing you share what you're learning when you tag me on your Instagram stories. And it just really helps us feel connected and part of a bigger community of entrepreneurs who prioritize their health and their business. I love finding new podcasts through friends, so I'd be so appreciative if you shared the Becoming Limitless podcast too. So, almost there. Boundary number four that I put in my business is there is nothing that can't wait until Monday. Like, for real. Sometimes I don't get everything done during a week, and that's okay. I don't have to make up for it. It's not a punishment. Like, I don't have to work late at night. I don't have to work through the weekend to get through things. Like, sometimes there are things that just can wait till Monday. Like, okay, I should rather say this. There are very few things that can't wait until Monday. And I don't mean Monday as in like actual Monday. I mean like if I stop working on a Thursday, there's nothing that can't wait till Sunday when I check back in, right? For you, maybe you take off Saturday, Sunday. And if you don't wrap everything up on Friday, there's nothing that really can't wait till Monday, right? Like when I do my work during the week, I'm always prioritizing deliverables, like the things that create income and client results in my business. I prioritize those. And so I know that the big things always get done first, right? And I'm not in a rush to move faster with all these side projects because I know I won't feel better. Now, here's a good example of this. I love doing live content. I love doing trainings. I love doing podcasts and stuff like this. And my brain really wants to run a training right now. And it is something that is just, it's happening and it's slow and it's not fitting into my business in a big way right now. And my brain is like, yeah, but if you get this training done, then you will be able to launch your new version of your program you have coming up. And then that could mean a higher revenue month. And my brain is doing this, right? And then I'm like, okay, but let's just say I do launch that and I do have a higher revenue month. So what? Like, really? So what? My brain's like, well, then that'll feel better. my question is always like, why would I not choose to feel better now? Why would I choose to wait until some possible potential outcome in the future happens in order to feel the way I want to feel? If I want to feel like I can breathe or I'm happy or I don't have to work so hard, like I'm going to choose that now. If that is the life I am chasing, there is nothing stopping me except a thought in my own brain from choosing that now. So instead, I'm going to say there's nothing that can't wait until Monday. And it's fine because this makes me feel free and happy. And this was supposed to be the whole purpose of the result of getting this training done. So I really want you to watch for where those places are in your business when you are in your own head telling yourself that if you just push just a little bit more, you will get ahead and then everything will be great. You'll have all this time to work out. You'll finally feel relaxed. Your stress will go away. You're going to start eating better. Oh, you're going to sleep again. All of these things because let's be real. If we can't create the result now, what ends up happening is your brain that is creating this result with the conversation you are having with yourself, telling yourself that, oh my gosh, I can't feel this now. If you get the result, what will happen? Your same brain will look at the new situation and find a new way to tell you you're not doing enough. Keep going. That feeling you're after is just beyond the horizon. And that's why we have these amazing launches, crazy years in our business. You know, you crack 7 figures for the first time, you bring on a team, and it never feels the way we want it to feel. And we might celebrate it, but that celebration never lasts, right? We're always on to the next, growing for the sake of growing because we genuinely believe that there is a place off in the distance where everything feels better. If you can't create that now, you will have the same brain show up when you achieve each goal and it will always feel the same, right? I know that getting more done does not make me feel better. And so that is why everything can wait until Monday. It really can. So this kind of shows up as this funky belief like we've been talking about is that I hear clients will sometimes say to me, the more I get done, the more worthy I am, the more valuable I am, the more helpful I am, right? And this is just a thought error. It doesn't necessarily mean this is true. Like you are enough regardless of how many things you check off of an arbitrary list. It has nothing to do. Your value, your worth has nothing to do with how many things are on your list, off your list, how much money you make, how much success you have, the size of your business, how many clients you have, how many team you have. Your value is intrinsic. It just is. And there is nothing that you can do to change that. You are valuable and you are enough. And so by thinking that getting more done will change that, you are setting yourself up in a loop of never feeling like enough. It is something that if you want to feel enough, you have to decide that now. You cannot wait until a set of circumstances off in the future, you achieve a goal to finally tell yourselves you are worthy because you won't. I've seen this happen so many times again. You have to make the decision that you are worthy now. All right. So we're going to head into our very last boundary that I have in my business. This is number 5. My boundary is I don't skip my workouts. I don't skip my walks. And I don't miss out on eating well just to get more done. I don't sell myself on that lie that we just talked about that being productive makes me more valuable because I know my brain is the best asset that I have in my business. Without a high-functioning, well-performing brain, I'm not going to be showing up to my business. I'm not going to be performing at the highest level. I'm not going to be creative. I'm not getting my clients' results. I don't have the energy to show up. I'm not going to be magnetizing with the work that I do. Like, my brain is more important than anything else. And hand in hand with that, so is my health, right? Because I remember, oh gosh, it was right during COVID. I don't know if I had COVID or not. I didn't test, but I was super sick. I was pregnant as well. I was in my second trimester and I was super sick. And I remember like the body aches were wild, like to the point where I remember just standing in the shower in pain, trying to make the body aches go away. And I remember thinking like, dang, if you don't have your health, you don't have a business. Because with the headaches I was getting, the fever, the body aches, all of that, I wasn't going to work. There was no business. The same thing as if you get ill, like if you get dementia in the future or Alzheimer's or you develop a heart attack or anything, like, and I'm talking about even brain fog on a low level, like these things affect your business. If you don't have your health, you're not going to be able to run your business at the level that you want. So I always think like my health is that priority because if I'm tired, if I'm low energy, if I'm sick, my business doesn't happen. And this is why I have this boundary set of prioritizing myself first always. Now, this wasn't something that was easy at the beginning because I had to have those conversations with myself around guilt I felt about not people pleasing and not doing what other people wanted me to do all the time and having to say no and create boundaries for myself. And I think that that's one of the biggest struggles when we go to set boundaries. And remember, a boundary is if you do this or this happens in my business, here's how I will respond. I think the biggest issue we have is feeling like that really clashes against this people-pleasing aspect that we have. Now, it's really interesting. There's two thoughts that I have on people-pleasing. And I think number one with people-pleasing is it comes from looking for validation outside of yourself rather than inside of yourself. Instead of telling yourself you are enough, you are okay, you've got this, you are smart, you are intelligent, you are successful, you are worthy. Instead of telling yourself that, you look through that through the lens of other people. You want that validation coming in so that you can be like, oh, I am good enough, right? And so this is why we respond to emails at 11 p.m. at night. This is why we work late, right? Because we want that validation that we are enough, we are doing enough because we have tied that up in our productivity. The other view, I've talked about this on the podcast before, that I have on people pleasing is that here's why I refuse to people please. Because I would rather show up in my business with my family, with my friends, on this podcast and have you authentically see who I am, how I think, even if it may not be perfect sometimes. I might say the wrong thing. I might offend someone. I might not use proper term. All of the things that you can screw up. I spell stuff wrong online all the time. I've got strong opinions on health. I've got very strong opinions on finances and freedom and all of this kind of stuff like that. But I would rather have you see me for who I am and like me. And here's why. Because I know that you like me for who I am. You don't like me for who I'm pretending to be. Because if I show up and do things to people please, then you're just liking that people pleasing version of me, who I'm pretending to be. I will never know if you like me. So I know that by listening to this podcast, you probably like who I am. And I feel confident in that and knowing that the people that I surround myself with and my community, that we are authentic with each other. I don't want you to like who I'm pretending to be. That's why I love transparency. That is why I love vulnerability. That is why I have shared my history with blood clots and anxiety and health stuff and struggles that I have had, because I truly value that. And I want you to know who I am for me rather than who you see as a potential someone on the internet, right? So anyways, this is also, I guess, we're kind of roundabout way coming back to looking at this really prioritizing my health is how I can provide exceptional service to my clients, because I know I'm showing up, right? And because of these boundaries that I have shared with you today, I rarely feel the need to check in before bed. I am so happy turning my phone off and just focusing on me and my family. I don't feel the need to answer emails or Slack messages on the weekends. And sometimes I do see a message come in and I think that would take me just 1 second to respond. And then I wouldn't have to deal with it later. But then I need to shift out of leisure mode and into work mode, right? And I need to energetically have to shift back out of that. Plus, I end up setting the expectations for clients and other people that my inbox gets run by them. I think it was Brendan Burchard who said this really interesting quote that stuck out for me. He said, our email inboxes are just a convenient way for other people's social agendas or for what other people want us to do with their calendars, right? And I love that. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? An email inbox is just a list of requests. And there's, I think, part of us in business that we do need to respond to that. But I also think we need to have those boundaries, right? And let's be real, the biggest win from all of these boundaries is that you get to turn your work brain off. You get to make time for things that matter to you outside of your business, right? I want you to be able to go from Friday to Monday without checking a single message guilt-free because you have established clear boundaries and expectations with clients, customers, your team, family. Like, I never want to be so busy that I can't schedule a physio appointment in because I'm in pain. You know what I mean? I've heard that experience before with clients. It's just, I'm too busy. I can't get an appointment in, or I can't do something with my kids or for my health because of my business, right? And this is the life I want. And these are the boundaries that I've had to put in place to have it, because I'm always becoming limitless. And Becoming Limitless is the name of this podcast. It's the name of my brand. And it's not something you achieve. It's something that is a movement that you are moving towards. It's about more than more energy and focus and productivity, right? It's about always becoming a little bit better than you were last week, last year, 5 years ago. It's about living. It's about health and feeling good in your body. It's about presence with the people you love. And that could be people you love in your business, and that could be people you love that aren't in your business, right? It's about feeling good. And so having said that, I hope these boundaries have been helpful for you. And I'm so curious if they inspire boundaries of your own. And I would love for you to feel welcome to steal my boundaries, or you can create your own. You can riff on the ones that I've had. I would be super curious. So feel free to send me an email or leave a comment on the YouTube video, because if you're listening on the podcast right now, this will be a recorded video podcast. If you ever just want to sit down and feel like me and you were having a conversation, definitely head over to YouTube. You can just search Becoming Limitless with Tanessa Shears, and that will be there for you. But otherwise, I hope this has been really valuable. So we're just circling back. The five boundaries that I have in my business is I don't respond to emails, messages, or clients when I'm not working. I always leave white space in my calendar. There's nothing that can't wait until Monday. I don't skip workouts, walks, or eating well just to get more done. And I set work hours and I follow them. Those are the five boundaries that I have set in my business. And I hope they are helpful to you, because they've been really helpful to me. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Learn something new in this episode or feel inspired to take action? I'd love for you to share it with a friend and leave a review. Your review will help one more entrepreneur feel healthier, more energized, and focused. If you feel good about helping a friend or a fellow business owner you've never even met, you are my kind of people. I'm excited to help you become limitless in the coming episodes.